All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCLradio.com. Thank you for being with us as the large star trying to heat our solar system is, well, failing this morning. We need to crank it up a notch. There's Keith Klein.
Hey.
Yeah, sunshine looks good. Sunshine not feeling too good because it is cold outside. If you are sending kids to the bus stop or sending yourself to work or wherever it may be, you need to bundle up this morning as it is currently 6 degrees downtown at WGCL, but the wind makes it feel like -3. So that's what we're dealing with here on the 15th day of December. Happy Thursday at WGCL. We're going to see mostly sunny skies today. Didn't get past the mid-20s yesterday. 18 today, so even colder. 11 tonight and 32 on Friday. So we will warm up tomorrow. We will have nothing to worry about in the precipitation department today, tonight, or tomorrow. But tomorrow night, that's going to change. Friday night, 80% chance of a mix and match. 30 for the overnight low. Saturday morning is going to be in the 50s. But rain will accompany that, and as the temperature drops throughout the day, the rain will turn into other things. The good news is the other things won't be 1 to 3 inches, as we told you yesterday. Now we're around an inch or less, but as Mother Nature goes her way, she's, again, we'll see what she brings along. But we know once this big front moves through and all the rain moves through, icy cold conditions on Sunday, 17 and 3. Yes, your highs and lows there. Christmas weekend is next weekend. We had a white Christmas forecast for you yesterday. Today we have a wet Christmas forecast for you. What does it mean? It means there's precipitation in the models, Keith, but what kind are we going to get? Well, I think all of us for the ambiance would like to see snow. Just enough to cover everything, like we saw the other day, where we didn't have to shovel it or worry about it. It just looks nice. It's like looking at the top of the places that haven't hit the sunshine. You can still see snow on the ground, but I don't think anybody wants to shovel it or have any dodgy conditions. We'll see how many times that forecast changes. If you are curious, 41 and 24 are average highs and lows this time of year. And we're nowhere near that at all. Updated forecast, live radar, you can find it all at WGCLradio.com. It is Thursday morning, as we mentioned, and Keith Klein and Sue Wanser both serve on the MCCSE school board, and they check in with us every Thursday morning to talk about local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Burr. I'm just a little chilly.
It's a lot chilly, and that's part of winter. We're going to tough it out. These kids have what, today, tomorrow, then 4 days next week, and then they get off for the Christmas holiday. So I know everybody's excited about that. Everybody we've talked to in December is pointing in that direction. And I guess we're excited to get the new grades. The letter grades are out for, this is from what, 2015, Keith?
Yes.
And here we are at the semester break of 2016 almost, and finally getting these grades. And it's a new model. And they were released by the State Board of Education on Tuesday afternoon. Sue, give me your thoughts on what you saw.
Well, I guess I'm not sure what I saw. I mean, we saw that grades were lower around the state. We did okay, but we had some schools that did drop in grades. We know that there were some issues with the administration of the test. Once again, you know, I'm not necessarily a fan of ISTEP or the way that we grade schools and grade the school corporation. So with it coming, at least it's in time for the second semester, I'm just not sure how helpful it is coming in this late.
And the grade system that they've put together has, this is the first year, according to the Herald Times story in Tuesday's paper, the schools are being graded according to new accountability measures, which the state approved in May and made official in July. Elementary and middle school grades are calculated based on passing rates and improvement on ISTEP, the standardized test the students take in grades 3 through 8. Under new measures, student improvement plays a much bigger role than it has in the past, and schools get points depending on how much better or worse students perform year to year. So it's interesting because the argument's always been made, if you're performing at a 95% rate, how do you get to a 96% rate? And that, and if you go down to 94, it's really not bad, but you haven't improved.
Well, and another element, too, is that this is a different test than they took the year before.
Exactly right. Now, for high schools, the measures weigh college and career readiness, graduation rate, scores on international baccalaureate and AP exams, and industry certification. So that's how they get to all of these things, and that's the new metric for how long. Is that going to be the new metric for a year, 2 years? When the new governor comes in, does that change? Does he get a new committee?
They had the study committee, and they talked about it, so there's going to be something changing in this, Sue.
Right. We just don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I lost him. Oh, no. Did I lose you?
No, we're fine.
Does your phone work?
I thought there was silence. I thought I lost you. Yeah, we just don't know what's going to happen with the test. We don't know. They said that they wanted a replacement, but for now we'll keep the old test. Who knows what they'll do with the new test. I'm just not sure the right people are coming together to make the decisions about how we have to do this. I was at an educational gathering on Monday, and a psychometrist, an educational expert, told me that he thought the state should be sued over its use of ISTEP, since it's used in a way that it was never designed.
And who's going to do the suing?
Well, school corporations would have to, or an association representing school
corporations. Did you put that in your 2016 budget?
No.
Exactly. And it was kind of, probably tongue-in-cheek, but his point was, we misuse the test all over the state. We don't use it legitimately, and he was very concerned, like a lot of us are, about how people view the results of ISTEP and how it's not really helping us a whole lot to do what we need to do.
Sue, let me put this on the table, because it's somewhat optimistic, but number one, the test that we took that we just got the results for, that they announced the grades on, theoretically will be the same test or a lot like the same test that they're going to be taking this spring. Therefore,
correct,
we'll have something to compare to that is like what we've had in the past, and it'll mean something. So, two things. Number one, we'll have something comparative from year to year, and the other thing is that we went from one test to a different test, and you could expect that there would be some lowering of grades or some different way to look at it. So right now, if we kind of keep what we have and we move forward, then teachers and students kind of know what to prepare for, and things ought to even out a little bit. That's my view of it.
Well, Keith, and thank you for being positive and looking on the positive side of that, and you're correct. I guess my concern comes a year after that or the year after that, not knowing how we're going to change it. And every time we change it, as you just stated, it's hard to make a comparison to the previous years.
Yeah, we're comparing oranges to apples and not apples to apples. You know, we go from one year to another, and the tests are different, the scoring is different, the emphasis is different, the length of the test is different, all of those things.
Among Monroe County Community School Corporation's more traditional schools, 7 got A's, 11 got B's, 1 got a C, and Fairview received a D. In addition, Bloomington Graduation School, MCCSC's alternative high school, posted a C. RBB schools received 4 B's and a hard one A for Edgewood Junior High. So some local schools, again, what does it mean, Sue, when you say, hey, here's what your letter grade is? What does that tangibly mean?
Well, that has been my point and a lot of other points of people. It means how students scored on a standardized test, how a whole cohort of students. It doesn't mean one student, but a whole cohort, and we break it down in terms of different socioeconomic demographics. Realtors say they like it because they can say, hey, you're buying a house in an A school district. I don't know for a whole lot of people that it really means a whole lot because there's so much more in our schools than the math and English language arts that kids are tested on. You know, we have theater, we have art, we have music, we have athletics, we have all different kinds of extracurricular activity and sciences. So in my opinion, it really doesn't tell us anything except how a group of students scored on a standardized test.
So when people see in passing that a school has dropped from a B to a C, it is what it is, but it's not anything that's completely dire. The only things you really have to worry about is if it continually drops. That would be a fair assessment?
Well, and that's true. And one of the things that the public doesn't necessarily see in all these scores is that there's a lot of different metrics in here that our faculty and staff drilled down on to find out where there's weaknesses and how we can help students who might not have done so well. But as we've said a lot in the past, we do that anyway on a regular basis with our teachers and students, finding out what it is that students know and what it is that they still need to know.
And the other, we could nitpick this to death. If you're 90, you're A. If you're 89, you're B. But there's really not that much difference in there. Why don't they just put a scale out of percentage where people can see that number based on whatever scale they're going to use? Because I think it means more than a 10-block letter grade. Or that's how you do it. Back in the old days, it was 90 to 100 was A, 80 mm-hmm. to 89 was B. So if you're
right.
89 or 90, that's a huge difference between A to B, but it's not a difference from 89% to 90%.
Well, right. And one of the things that I've seen a couple legislators say is they use the letter grade because that's how we grade students. So they thought that was something that was familiar and knowable and usable. It might just be it's easier. I'm not sure.
Well, let me follow up on what you just said, Michael. If we have a class, however this group thing comes together,
right,
and we have a couple people in there that got 90s, 91s, and we have five people in there that got 89s and 88s, the whole class comes down because we're doing the average. Instead of, and I think you're somewhat on point, is what's the whole class grade? Where do those all come in? So if we can see a cluster right around 89 and a couple of 90s and a couple of 88s, that tells us a lot more than there were 60s in there.
There always are going to be 60s. There always are going to be 99s and somewhere in there. But I just think for the one percentage point to swing it from, if you think a B plus or an A minus, if that's a big deal in your world, well, that's a big deal in your world. But, if it's 89% or 90%, we're pretty close.
Yep. Good point.
The other thing we do is we have different demographic groups that it has to be divided down into. If you have 30 or more students in that group, whether it's English language learners or students with a particular disability, or free and reduced lunch students, students of color. So that's all broken down too, and looked at. And to be really honest with you, I don't know if they just then take an overall average. I really don't know then how that all comes together as one score.
Yeah, and it just doesn't look as catchy on the sign. So, we're an A-minus corporation.
Yeah.
This doesn't look as good. And, of course, what do they always ask you to do, Keith? Can you round up in my favor?
That's right.
Can you round up in my favor? Sue Wanser and Keith Klein are both on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning. So the letter grades are out. Next year, this process is going to be handled a lot better, right? We're going to take this test. We're going to be done with it. We're going to get our results back in 6 to 8 weeks. We're going to have letter grades done in June.
I think I have some land to sell you in a swamp.
And away we go.
If you believe that.
We'll keep our eyes on that moving forward, which we know is it's gonna, and again at this time of year, let's celebrate the holidays and not
well,
worry about the
let me
the
say
the
one
testing.
More thing about what you're
Please.
Talking about right now. I'm putting grades down right now, and so Ivy Tech doesn't have pluses or minuses, so you're looking at
just like
okay
school.
The grades the kids get, but you're also looking at attendance. You're looking at, did they do all of the assignments? Did they do, all of that stuff comes into play.
It does.
And can improve the grade. So.
Yep, but a standardized test is a standardized test is a standardized test. So that's where we'll argue. So good job as always. Stay warm. We'll get caught up with you next Thursday morning.
Okay, and I'll say one more thing.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
The other thing that this reflects back on is, what is the purpose of a grade? And that could be a whole big discussion that we could have at some point, if we're talking about what somebody has learned, and is that cumulative over the whole semester? So, I mean, just the whole idea of what a grade means is a great discussion.
I'll tell you what it means right now. It means how you determine your funding. And until you don't determine your funding that way, you're going to have that problem.
Right.
Right. When you're talking about that, I'm just talking about overall the concept of grading students and what that means. So
exactly.
Someday we'll have a good discussion about that.
Well, and the first word in the spelling bee will be reform, because I think we just keep trying to pound square pegs into round holes here, and we're not getting anywhere except we get a new hammer every couple of years. That's about all that. And splinters are all over the place. So. It is an interesting thought of what counts, what matters, why it matters, how you get to that point. But again, in this, there's two different things. I think there's the standardized end of this business, and then there's the what you're alluding to and how your school and your corporation is graded. Those are two different arguments that somewhere have to meet in the middle. And I don't think anybody's shown an excellent roadmap how to get to that middle. So. You're right. We'll put that in for our summertime discussions when we have extra time. All right, good stuff as always. Talk to you next week. Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein, both serve on the MCCSC school board and check in with us every Thursday morning just after 8:05.